just to give us a little daily means of connection, and also to share some thoughts about the Haggadah. We know Pesach is around the corner, and everyone is busy preparing, thinking, getting ready, doing a lot of shopping, of course, and list making. And we're going to have a shiur tonight, Amir Tzah Hashem, at 8 p.m. For those that are available and interested, we'll try to record that also. Shiur tonight for the, just some of the halachos of cleaning and kashering for Pesach. And then perhaps in about a week or so, or maybe as it gets closer to Pesach, we'll have another shiur just going through the Haggadah. And in terms of from a halachic perspective, just step by step. I know some people here are making a Seder for the first time in a while. Some people here are making a Seder for the first time ever. So we'll just maybe have another shiur where we go through step by step, but just go through the Seder, some of the halachos, some of the background, some of the ideas behind it. But tonight we'll be focused more on cleaning and kashering. And for now, we'll focus on some thoughts from the Haggadah. So I wanted to start just with an introduction. We all basically use a standardized text of the Haggadah. The text that we use more or less dates back from the times of the Gaonim, the 800s or so of the Common Era. The text that we have from that time is not exactly the text that we have today, but it's pretty close. There were some additions made to the Haggadah throughout the generations, certainly throughout the times of the Rishonim, from thereabouts 900, 1000, for another 500 years or so. There were some additions. By the late Middle Ages, the Haggadah was pretty standardized. And we more or less, again, different communities have some slight differences, but more or less, we use a very similar text of the Haggadah across the Jewish nation, which is an incredible sign of achdus. There are many things that we don't have, precise achdus about. We use different nuschos in terms of the Siddur, and the Nusach Ashkenaz and Sfar, the Edot Mizrach. But here it's pretty standardized, which is a beautiful thing. Just one, by means of introduction, one beautiful story that I saw. Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of different Haggadahs. So I've been looking around every year, kind of look around for different ideas. So Rabbi Friend, in his introduction to his Haggadah, he has a beautiful Haggadah. And if you've seen it, it's a great Haggadah to use. But in his introduction, he tells a story of a certain Rosh Yeshiva in Israel who was visiting a Moshav for Shabbos Haggadah. And they asked this Rosh Yeshiva to deliver a Shabbos Haggadah drasha. And he realized he wasn't in his yeshiva, so he was on a moshav, not everyone there was so learned, so he couldn't give the regular style of exciting pilpul shir that he was used to delivering. So he decided to tell a story. And he told about a certain Jew who grew up in Austria, made his way to Germany as the war was, right before the war broke out. Baruch Hashem got himself onto one of the Kinder transports, eventually making it to England, and then eventually settling in Eretz Yisrael in Petach Tikva. This Jew, this Jew who made it to Petach Tikva. So when he got to Petach Tikva, he wasn't very learned. It was after the war, and he was more or less on the run in transit throughout his childhood. So he didn't really have too much of a Jewish education. But he decided to dedicate himself to the tzibur, dedicate himself to the klal, and he decided to become a shamus in a shul. And he was one of those people that, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of people in our shul, who help out with all the different things that help to make the shul run. And that's what he did. And he was known for this. He raised his children, Baruch Hashem, to be good Jews. His sons all became Talmidei Chachamim. His daughters ended up marrying Talmidei Chachamim. And he really raised a beautiful family, a beautiful Jewish family dedicated to the values and to the morals and to the idea of Limud HaTorah and the study of Torah. And people always wondered, how is he so successful? He was a person who didn't really have much of an education, wasn't really so learned himself, but he was still very successful at raising his children and creating a Jewish life for himself and for his family. One of his sons once asked him, what he thought was the key to his success. How was he so successful at what he did, raising his children, and being so dedicated to the tzibur? And he said, and this Rosh Yeshiva heard this at the base of it, when this older man passed away, the Rosh Yeshiva heard this, but he said that as he was leaving Austria, to go to Germany, his father was supposed to accompany him, and there was a problem with his father's passport. His father could not make it onto the train. So his father, of course, at that time, you know, everybody wanted to save their family. It didn't matter if they were going to survive or not. So his father sent him on the train, and as the train is pulling out, his father is running alongside the tracks and shouting out to him in Yiddish, "Zaya gute Yid, Zaya gute Yid," just be a good Jew, be a good Jew. And he's running as the train is pulling out of the station. His father's running next to the tracks and just screaming out to him, "Zaya gute Yid, be a good Jew, be a good Jew." And he recognized, you know, as a young child, being literally, you know, being torn apart, torn away from his father, torn away from his family, he realized that this was his life's mission. His life's mission was to be a good Jew. That's all he wanted. That's all he needed to do. That was what his father told him, and that was his life's mission. And that's what he did. He joined the shul, and he took care of the shul, and he raised his children to be good Jews, what we, you know, what they call in Yiddish, Erlich HaYidin. And that was really all that it was. And explains Rabbi Fran that this is really the Ar Avoda. This is really what our you know mission is, the night of the Seder, to impart our life's mission as Jews, our life's mission as people, down to our children, down to our grandchildren. Unfortunately, we know today with COVID-19, with the coronavirus, our Seder might look a little bit different than they usually do. We might not have the same crowd. We might not have all of our children or grandchildren together with us for the Seder. But Emir Tzashem, next year we will, and for many, many years to come, we will. And that's really what the Leil HaSeder is all about. We know the mitzvah of the night of the Seder is V'higadot HaLevincha. We're supposed to teach our children. V'higadot HaLevincha b'yom ahu le'mor. We're supposed to teach our children not just the story. It's not just about telling the story of Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is of course exciting, but it's also about imparting what that means for us as Jews, what that means for us as individuals, what that means for us as a people, what that means for us as Jews, and how that relates to today, 2020, here in the five towns. It's Hashem soon in Yerushalayim, but for the time being in the five towns, and to recognize, you know, what that means. It's all about passing on the Mesorah. It's all about passing on the tradition. You know, it's interesting. I've mentioned this before in Shul, I believe, that the Leil HaSeder, the night of the Seder, is one of the very few Jewish rituals that I would say the vast majority of the Jewish nation does, even those that are unaffiliated. Right? Many unaffiliated Jews have some sort of Seder. It might not look exactly like our Seder. It might not be technically a halachic Seder, but so many Jews have some sort of Seder, whether it's with Chabad somewhere or it's with their family members and they might drive there, whatever the case is. But so many people have a Seder together. Why? Because this is really what the night is all about. The night is really all about the Higadot HaLevincha. It's all about passing on the Mesorah. It's all about passing on the tradition. That's what it's really all about. And that's such an important perspective, I think, as we celebrate together. As we celebrate the Seder together, and as we tell the story and we share the ideas together, as we're doing it here in advance, a couple weeks in advance of Pesach, but as we do it from the night of the Seder, to have that perspective in mind that it's really all about passing on that torch, passing on the legacy, passing on the tradition. Many people will tell you if, when they've been to Sedarim of different Rosh Yeshiva, Gedolim, and you might think that you go to a Seder of a Rosh Yeshiva, you go to a Seder of a Gadol, and there's a lot of Divrei Torah being shared, and they're giving a shiur about the Rambam and about the Gemara and about matzah and maror and all the different halachic aspects of the Seder. And so often, these people who've attended these Sedarim will tell you that it's all about the children. That all these Gedolim and big Rosh Yeshiva, with all of their Torah knowledge and all of the shiurim that they can give, and all of the Gemaras and the Rishonim and the Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch that they know, they focus on the children, they focus on the grandchildren, sometimes the great grandchildren. They focus on telling the story and engaging the next generation, because that's what it's really all about. It's really all about the Mesorah. It's really all about passing on the tradition. Let's go. I figured we'll go in order of the Seder, so we'll start with Kadesh. We know Kadesh is the beginning of the Seder, so we'll share a thought or two about Kadesh, and perhaps with that we'll conclude for the day, and then in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll share some further ideas. Rabbi Yaakov Bender came out with a Haggadah, I think, a year or two ago, beautiful Haggadah, all about Chinuch. And in his Haggadah, he writes that, you know, as we're about to begin Kiddush, and Kiddush, as we know, is recited by the man, by the head of the household, so to speak. And the father, very often, father, grandfather, whoever might be leading the Seder, gets up and says Kiddush. And very often throughout the time, Higadot HaLevincha, sometimes the Seder might seem to be dominated by the male figure in the family. You know, whether again, whether it's the father or the grandfather, quote unquote, running the Seder. Of course, Baruch Hashem, many Sederim are participatory and people engage and people participate. But very often, you know, that's the quote unquote, the head of the household. And we know who really runs the households, but it's the one who looks like he runs the household, maybe, who's running the Seder. And Rabbi Bender says, you know, this is really time to focus on maybe the more quiet heroes of the Leil HaSeder, and that of course is the mothers. That of course is the wives, the mothers, the grandmothers, the Jewish women. As the Gemara in Sota tells us, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, "Bizchus nashim tzidkaniyos nigalu avosenu mimitzrayim," that it's in the merit of the righteous Jewish women, not the men, but the righteous Jewish women, that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We know that when it comes to the four sons, we'll talk about it later as we get there in the Haggadah. But when we come to the She'eno Yodei Lishol, the son that doesn't know how to ask, doesn't know how to speak. So the Haggadah says, At Petachlo, in Lashon Nekeva, in the feminine, that you, the mother, should open him up. Because so often it's the mother who's able to reach all of the children, to recognize who they are and what their strengths are, and recognize how to tap into each of the children and to get them to express themselves and their own strengths. Paro, when he tells Moshe eventually to leave Mitzrayim, what does he say? L'chuna ha'gvarim. Take the men. Take the men. Why? Because he recognized that, you know, you take the men, you know, if you leave the women, it'll be okay. Once the women go with you, they're going to be the source of inspiration. They're going to inspire the next, the children, the grandchildren. They'll inspire the next generation. Just take the men. And he hoped that, you know, okay, you know, they wouldn't be so inspired. They wouldn't be so invigorated by their service of Hashem without the women. But Soloveitchik famously said that, we know the Pasuk says, Shema b'ni musar avicha, my son, listen to the musar of your father, v'al titosh Torah simecha, and don't abandon the Torah of your mother. So Rav Soloveitchik asked, what's this musar avicha and Torah simecha? What's the musar of your father and the Torah of your mother? And he said, the musar avicha, the lessons of your father, very often that's the technical Torah. That's the content. You know, father and son sitting together, learning the Parsha, learning Mishnah, learning Gemara, learning Chumash, whatever they learn together. But that's the technical content, the intellectual component, so to speak, of Torah. And that's important. Shema b'ni musar avicha. You have to listen to it. That's important. But the altitosh Torah simecha. But perhaps even more important is the Torah simecha, is the Yiddishkeit that the mother imparts. It's the Yiddishkeit that the grandmother imparts. It's the lessons, the very often the emotional connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can learn Torah from today until tomorrow, but if we don't feel connected, if we don't feel that spiritual, emotional connection, which so often comes from the wives, comes from the mothers, comes from the grandmothers, then it's, as they say, it's for fallen. It's, you're not going to gain much. You'll have the knowledge, maybe you'll have the content, but you're not going to feel it. You're not going to remain connected. And says Rabbi Bender that before the Seder begins, we have to take a moment to pause. Before we get to Vigarata Levincha, before we get to the mitzvos of the night of matzah and moror and the dalet kosos, we have to take a moment to recognize the real important heroes of the Leil HaSeder, afin hayu ba'os v'aneis, b'schus nashim tzidkaniyos, that in the merit of these righteous women in the times of Mitzrayim and the righteous women of today, who've done so much to get us here, you know, to the Leil HaSeder, who bore the brunt, so to speak, of the preparing, the shopping, the cooking, the cleaning. Okay, hopefully the husbands will help out also. But they who do so much, sometimes behind the scenes, but more often even you know, in front of the scene, so to speak, we have to take a moment to thank them, to recognize their crucial imprint on the Seder and all that they impart to their children and to their grandchildren. One final thought on Kadesh, and with this we'll conclude for the day, but one final thought on Kadesh is that throughout, you know, in Kiddush, we recite the words Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, if you think about it, we say these words both in the Kiddush of Yom Tov, as well as in the Kiddush of Shabbos. We say it every single Shabbos, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the question one can ask is that, you know, I understand saying Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim on Yom Tov, because after all, most of the Yomim Tovim relate somehow to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is obvious. Sukkos, we know, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the desert, in the Midbar, protected us in the Sukkos, you know, as we talk about on Sukkos, whether it was actual Sukkos or it was perhaps the Anani HaKavod, but whatever it was, he protected us in the Midbar. And Shavuos is, you know, also we got the Torah in the Midbar. That was kind of the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we got the Torah in the Midbar. So we understand saying the words Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim when it comes to the Moadim, when it comes to the Kiddush on Yom Tovim. But why Shabbos? Shabbos, you know, normally we think Shabbos is all about Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbos is all about remembering creation, remembering that God exists, that God created the world. That's what's really important. So why do we focus on Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim when it comes to the Kiddush of Shabbos? And Rav Moshe Feinstein answers that in reality, Shabbos is not just about remembering that Hashem created the world. Of course, that's important. Hashem exists. Hashem created the world. But it's also about remembering that Hashem runs the world. Hashem is not just the Borei. He's not just the creator with a capital C, the one who brought this all into existence. But he's also the manhig. He's also the leader who runs the world on a daily basis and literally runs nature and can impact nature and can change nature at will based on his decree and based on what he wishes. And that's really what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Because throughout Mitzrayim, you know, you look at Mitzrayim, it's all about the changes in nature, right? You have one day you have water, and the next day you have blood. One day you have daylight, and all of a sudden it becomes pitch black. You see Yam Suf, you see the sea, and all of a sudden the sea splits. So it's all about the nature and not taking nature for granted. That as much as nature looks like it's always just going to remain the way it is, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly in charge and he's the one who really runs the show. Of course, throughout Pesach, that's really the theme, right? Focusing on all of the makos, focusing on all of the nisim and the miracles of Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's really one of the major, major themes of Mitzrayim. I think today, with this crazy outbreak of COVID-19, of the coronavirus, I think we all recognize that things that, you know, a week or two ago, you know, of course we're going to have shul. What does that mean? We're going to close shul. Of course, the stock market's going to be stable and going to be up. Of course, you know, these restaurants are going to remain open. If someone would have come to us a month ago and say that shuls will be closed and restaurants will be closed, we would have locked them up in an insane asylum. What are you talking about? Because we take things for granted. It's just olam kiminhago knowing. The world just travels the way it goes. It runs on its axis. Nature just carries on the way that it does. But to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the snap of a finger, in a moment, can change everything, can turn everything on its head, I think this is really, you know, one of the main lessons of Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why in Kiddush, we not only say Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, but we also say Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are just some thoughts in the introduction and on Kadesh and Emirat Hashem as we go forward each and every day for about 15 minutes or so. We'll learn some other highlights of the Haggadah. I'm going to unmute everyone now, if you wish. Okay. Just saying hi to everyone from a distance. Okay, thank you for tuning in. And like I said, Emir Tzashem will try to post all of these so that even if I know not everybody will be able to do it in the middle of the afternoon, a lot of people are working from home, but not everyone. So if you can't, hopefully we'll post them and you'll be able to hear them at your leisure. All right, have a wonderful day, everyone. Good to see you. I'm just scrolling through the screens and the names. Thank you all for coming. Have a wonderful day.